With good news for today from Baptist Press, I'm Brandon Porter. U.S. House Speaker Mike Johnson heard from select evangelical leaders in a press call in advance of the chamber's weekend passage of a $95 million foreign aid package. The U.S. must support Israel, Ukraine, and other allies in a battle that threatens democracy and religious freedom beyond Europe and the Middle East at the united hands of China, Iran, and Russia. That's what evangelical leaders told Speaker Johnson over the weekend. Brent Leatherwood, the president of the Ethics and Religious Liberty Commission, says his organization has a particular interest in support for Ukraine and Israel as the number of religious liberty and religious-based persecutions mount up. A little over a week after the women's NCAA basketball championship, critics are saying that the Biden administration's new set of Title IX regulations will eventually cripple women's sports. Any measure allowing schools to prevent biological males from participating in athletics against females is noticeably, yet unsurprisingly, absent from the recent changes to Title IX. The final rule under Title IX says it will work to protect all against sex-based harassment and discrimination. They said they'll promote accountability and fairness and empower and support students and families. That includes provisions in place for LGBTQ+ students and changing methods by which to adjudicate claims of sexual harassment and assault claims on school campuses. The department proposed amendments to its athletic regulations back in April of 2023, and they received over 150,000 public comments, which by law must be carefully considered. Every day, hundreds of thousands of people die without the hope of Jesus. Your faithful prayers will make a difference. That's why the IMB created a free 18-month calendar called Impacting Lostness Through Prayer. It provides guidance, reminders, and encouragement as you pray for individuals and communities who have yet to hear the gospel. Learn more about this free resource at imb.org/prayer calendar. Maybe you're intimidated when it comes to sharing your faith, but you know Jesus has called you to be a witness. Jason Larson offers some encouraging words. First, he writes, "The Holy Spirit has promised to give us the right words at the right time when He is at work. There's nothing wrong at all with evangelism training that aims to better equip us to share our faith, but we also see biblical examples of the Holy Spirit boldly using uneducated and untrained people to speak boldly for Jesus." He also says, "On our best days, regardless of the circumstances, they will be the ones spent with a constant awareness of the presence of Jesus." He says that's a tall order as we navigate this world, but if we can keep our Lord at the forefront of our mind, we'll be more intentional in speaking His name. Read more at BaptistPress.com.